Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
On a beautiful fall day on my last trip to London, I visited one of my favorite landmarks in Hyde Park, a secret Victorian pet cemetery installed in 1881 when a family convinced the gatekeeper to let them bury their beloved dog in the back garden of the park's gatehouse. A tiny tombstone still stands bearing the inscription, "Poor Cherry died April 28, 1881. By the time the private cemetery closed in 1903, when it ran out of space, 300 little graves filled the back garden. Touching inscriptions on headstones for companion dogs, cats, and birds can still be seen. Daisy, dearly loved and deeply mourned. Darling Dolly, my sunbeam, my consolation, my joy. Prince, he asked for so little and gave so much. 40,000 animals are buried in Paris in the Cemetery of the Dogs, dating from 1899, and America's largest and oldest pet cemetery, installed in 1896, is the final resting place for more than 80,000 animals. The story of animal burials in general and pet burials in particular is a fascinating one, a changing one, and a very old one. Many human cultures buried animal remains, and archaeologists have unearthed ancient pet burials dating as far back as 14,000 years, revealing much about our ever-evolving relationship with animals. Dogs and cats were once seen merely as utilitarian, then they became companions, and then family members, evidenced by the care with which they were buried and the affection about which they are written. Today, only 1% of companion animals are buried in pet cemeteries, though that trend is increasing. But whether they have their own public plot, are buried in back gardens, or cremated and kept in special urns, what's certain is that our relationship with our non-human animal friends is complex, ancient, and worthy of remembrance. With a perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.